Today's episode is brought to you by Country Leisure. Are you ready to get your backyard oasis put together? Call the people over at Country Leisure in Moore, Oklahoma, located off of I-35. You can call them or text them at 405-799-7745 or go to countryleisuremfg.com.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and I am flying solo today, but you can also follow my partner, David Walker, on Twitter at D_Walk74. You can also hear him on the Iron Horse podcast with Brandon Carr. Make sure you go also follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can check us out on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast. And we are on Instagram as well, the at Locked On Sooners. And hit us up wherever you do your social media thing. We'd love to hear from you, hear your takes, hear your reactions. We've got a lot to talk about. But let's start off with this. We had some Big 12 awards announced for the men's basketball. And to no surprise, Austin Reeves was named first team All Big 12. And it's absolutely 100%. Well-deserved. He's had a fantastic season. I mean, he's done something that nobody else in the Big 12 has ever done, if you could believe that. I mean, he's averaging 18.8 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, and 4.6 assists in Big 12 play, and nobody has ever done that. So just think about that. I mean, with all the great players that have come through the Big 12 over the last 20-plus years, that Austin Reeves is putting together such a well-rounded season that nobody in the Big 12 has ever done it. I think we need to really consider how impactful and how great he's been this year. Now, obviously, down the stretch, the Oklahoma Sooners haven't played well, and they've lost four straight heading into the Big 12 tournament. But you can't discount what Austin Reeves has been able to do. And at times, putting this team on his back and carrying them as much as he possibly can. I mean, nobody can carry a team for a full 40 minutes in a college basketball game, but he's done about as well as you can do. Sure, there are some times where you'd like to see him distribute the ball a little bit better, but I mean, really what we're doing with Austin Reeves' game over the last, few weeks of the season is we're nitpicking, because he's been fantastic. And if Oklahoma has any chance at advancing past the second round of the Big 12 tournament, I mean, we think that they'll be able to overcome Iowa State, even though that's a tough matchup. But for them to get past the second round and advance maybe to the semifinals or finals, they're going to need Austin Reeves to be the well-rounded, dominant player that he's been at times throughout the year. They're going to need him to be able to get to the rim, to finish at the rim, hit shots when he takes a shot. But they're going to need him to also distribute the ball as well. And he's going to need his teammates to step up a little bit, because he can't do it all on his own. I think we've seen that when the team has been inconsistent offensively, that they have struggled a little bit. They haven't been as good as a team as they were when they were hitting shots earlier in the season. But I think this is a team that can still make some noise. I mean, we've seen them play with anybody in the Big 12. I mean, Baylor is obviously the cream of the crop, but they've beat West Virginia. They've beat Texas. They've beat Texas Tech. They've beat Kansas. They've beat Oklahoma State. So who can't they play with? Why can't they advance deep into the Big 12 tournament, potentially make a run at the final? And who knows? You never know what's going to happen in a one-game playoff. Anything can happen. And a team gets hot, starts hitting shots. You never know. But they've got a lot to overcome. They've got to overcome this four-game losing streak. They've got to bounce back. They've got to find a way to kind of put that in their rear view and figure out a way to move forward. This game against Iowa State, I mean, they beat Iowa State twice, but each time they had to, overcome just a strong push by Iowa State. And really, they were tight ball games in both games, especially this last one. I mean, Iowa State hung around really until the last few minutes of the game when Oklahoma kind of finally took it over. But I think we're going to see a motivated Oklahoma team ready to bounce back from that four-game losing streak where they had leads in a lot of those games, just weren't able to finish. I think we're going to see a really strong performance from Oklahoma. And who knows if fatigue has played a part in this run. And we can talk a little bit more about that. But Let's talk a little bit about Davion Harmon, who was an honorable mention for the Big 12 all-conference teams. And I think that's a well-deserved nod, too, because when Austin Reeves was out and Oklahoma needed somebody to create and distribute and be their point guard, Davion Harmon did a really, really nice job. It's the run that they went on where they beat four top 10 teams in a row. And Davion Harmon was a huge part of that. And I think that's one thing that Lon Kruger really needs to look into is figuring out a way to get the ball into Davion Harmon's hands more throughout the game and not solely relying on Austin Reeves to be the point guard. Because if you're going to play Austin Reeves 40 minutes, it can't just be him handling the basketball. Even though he's great at point and that's where you want him a more majority of the game, you've got to use Davion Harmon a little bit to give Austin Reeves a break every once in a while. Because, I mean, even the best conditioned athletes, after 35 minutes, they're going to start to break down. They're going to start to wear down. And that's maybe why we see some of the late game slides that Oklahoma has had in the second half where, you know, they've had 10-point leads but aren't able to hang on because maybe they're not as well rested as their opponents and they're not able to run as deep off the bench as their opponents are. And I think it's hurt them. And Austin Reeves having to handle the ball for 40 minutes or 38 minutes or 36 minutes or whatever it has been at times, it can be a detriment to him and his ability to finish towards the end of games. And so I think they really need to look at giving Davion Harmon, you know, a stretch, you know, in the middle of each half where he's the facilitator, he's the guy holding the ball, he's the one getting them into the offense, creating off the dribble, trying to get into the lane, trying to get some easy buckets, because he can do that. He's a pretty good finisher around the rim. You don't necessarily want him taking a bunch of jump shots, but he's a guy that can get into the lane. He can distribute. He can finish around the rim and get some points in the paint for you. And I think sometimes this team has settled for the three-point shot a little bit too much. We saw it in the Oklahoma State game where Oklahoma State outscored them in the paint by something like 16 points, and that was a huge difference in the basketball game where Oklahoma was settling for a lot of three-pointers and taking far more three-pointers than Oklahoma State was. They weren't getting into the lane and getting to the free throw line where Oklahoma State was getting to the free throw line in the second half. And I think that's something that Oklahoma needs to really look at is, yes, we can hit the three, but we don't need to live and die by the three. We need to take the three when our opportunities arise, but we need to try and get some easy buckets as well. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, the tournament is coming up and they've got, like I said, they've got it should be a winnable game. But it's a tough matchup against an Iowa State team that's got a good big on the inside. They've got some tough guys that play guard. And like we've seen, they can hit shots and they can play with Oklahoma. They've done it already. And like we've, you know, anybody can win in a one-game playoff. If you get hot enough and your opponent gets cold enough, anything can happen. So Oklahoma is going to really need to come out sharp against Iowa State and not take them lightly. Just because they beat them twice doesn't mean anything. You're on a four-game losing streak. You got to go into this game like you know you absolutely need it, because you don't win this game, you're not going to the NCAA tournament. I'm sorry. As good as Oklahoma's been this year, if they finish the season with five straight losses and one of those being to Iowa State, then I don't think you can seriously put them into the Big 12 tournament. Or sorry, in the NCAA tournament. But it's gonna be really fascinating to watch how Oklahoma plays this one out. Really hope that they're able to win, but kudos to Austin Reeves, Davion Harmon for getting their all Big 12 selections. And coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a man who is also stepping into the limelight a little bit. You know him as Big Game Bob, and Big Game Bob is going to be a part of a lot of big games coming up. And we'll talk about that next on the Locked On Sooners podcast. Bracken isn't supposed to be perfect, but with the Manscaped Performance Package, you can be confident that your nose, ear, and private parts are. Have you ever had that long nose hair that just creeps out of your nose and you know it's there and you can't do anything about it, but you decide, you know what? I'm going to pull that bad boy out. There's a certain kind of pain that comes with picking a nose hair out and pulling it out and plucking that. It just stands out. It's shocking to me. But with the Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle and number one overall seed this season. Included in this package is the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. It provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Why not use the best tools for the job here? The amazing bundle also includes the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for your privates, your bottom, and your body. It checks every box for a Final Four run. Let's not forget the famous liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your hygiene routine and keep you fresh, ready for anything. Get the Performance Package now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. You can also get some of their Crop Mop Wipes. They're cool and refreshing wipes for your private parts, for peak male hygiene, and extra care where it matters most. Your purchase goes toward a good cause because they partnered with the GOAT, Alex Caruso, and the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls program. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LOCKEDONNCAA at manscaped.com. So go to manscaped.com, promo code LOCKEDONNCAA for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you, manscaped.com, for making us look sexy during the dance. And Dave and I, we've been talking to you about Built Bar for a while now. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market, and it's 100% covered in chocolate. It's high protein, low sugar, high fiber. It's absolutely fantastic. We love it. We hope that you've tried it too. If you've tried it, we know that you've loved it as well. Well, now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. In today's matchups, we've got the German chocolate cake, which is one of my favorites, versus the salted caramel. And we've also got Mocha Love versus white chocolate birthday cake. Man, in this first matchup, the German chocolate cake versus the salted caramel, that is a really tough matchup. I think that's one of those 8-9. You never know how it's going to go. But for me, I got to go with the German chocolate. It is so good. I mean, it's got great flavor. It's got a little bit of walnut crunch in it. But if you're one of those people that can't do nuts, or you just don't like to have nuts in your desserts or your protein bars, then, you know, maybe go with the salted caramel. That's for you. The Mocha Love, the white chocolate birthday cake. Now, for me, I can kind of get hit or miss on white chocolate. I think it's good at times, but I'm going to definitely go with that Mocha Love because I love coffee. Coffee is a big part of my daily routine. And so getting that mocha flavor, that mocha taste is going to be huge to go with my morning routine. And you can go to @bar_built on Twitter and you can vote, or go to builtbar.com and vote on these matchups. Hey, but make sure you go to their website, builtbar.com. You can get 20% off of your next order by using the promo code LOCKEDON20. That's 20% off if you use the promo code LOCKEDON20 at builtbar.com. And check back to see who's won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar on the market. And we're covering everything you need to know about the Oklahoma Sooners, but what about the rest of the sports world? Not the Locked On Today podcast has you covered with everything you need to know. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski. It's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. So follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And now on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we've got some big news to break down and talk about, and that is Big Game Bob. Former Oklahoma Sooners head coach Bob Stoops is headed to the Fox studios to join the Fox Sports Big Noon kickoff show, replacing Urban Meyer as one of its lead analysts. And man, that's really exciting. I've really become a big fan of the Fox Big Game or Big Noon Kickoff Show. I think it's one of the best college football shows going on. I feel like they've just got a really good dynamic. They've had a really good group of analysts there, you know, especially from former players. You know, it's not often that you find former players as really good analysts, but already a really, really solid group of Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Brady Quinn. I mean, that represents that generation from like that 2005 to 2010 of college football teams, and really some really good college football teams. Obviously, you had the USC program in the mid-2000s that was just dominant, and then Brady Quinn's Notre Dame team was really, really good. But then Bob Stoops joins that group, and it's just going to be fantastic. I think Bob Stoops is going to have a lot of fun. You know, Urban Meyer was pretty good on that show, but if you've listened to this podcast, you know my feelings on Urban Meyer. It made it hard to watch, knowing what we've known about the guy, as he's kind of bailed on different stops and bailed on different teams at different times because of certain things or health issues that also coincidentally came at the time of investigations. But man, Stoops, I think, is just going to have a lot of fun. Like, he's really living like his best life in college football head coaching retirement. You know, he's going to join a group that already has a good time together in Bush, Leinart, and Quinn. And I'm excited for this, man. You don't pay attention often to a lot of the studio shows because, you know, it's there for entertainment, and it's, sometimes having to cover all of college football, it doesn't necessarily give you as much insight as some of the local hosts and local analysts might give you, like us here on the Locked On Sooners podcast talking about the Oklahoma Sooners. But having Bob Stoops on the show and on the program is going to be a lot of fun, because who doesn't love watching Bob Stoops talk college football? And, you know, a guy that's been all over the country, you know, coaching the Big Ten as an assistant, in the SEC as an assistant, and obviously his head coaching tenure with the Oklahoma Sooners in the Big 12. And I think it just gives the panel a really good breadth of historical knowledge of what's gone on in these conferences over the years. It's just going to be a lot of fun. You know, I like to watch the halftime shows. I like to watch them break down what's going on during the game. And it's fun to kind of see them go back and forth. And you know, at times during this past season, I feel like they gave Reggie Bush a hard time during certain segments and certain episodes. And you know that there's going to be times where they bring up the USC, you know, thumping of Oklahoma back in the day, and they'll have a good time with that. It'll be hard for Oklahoma Sooners fans to hear that one, but I mean, it's in the past, and you know, Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush certainly earned the right to gloat a little bit with Big Game Bob, and you know, let's not be too sensitive and let's not take it too seriously, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know, so big ups to Bob Stoops, who, you know, he had been coaching in the XFL, launched a tequila brand. Now he's going to be one of the faces for college football on Saturdays. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, I think, for Sooners fans to get into. And, you know, I think Bob's going to do a great job. He's just very natural talking with the media and talking about college football. And he's just somebody that is relaxing when he does it. I mean, he's not one of these in-your-faces, intense coaches that is going to bring that kind of persona to his analysis. I think he's a guy that is going to just bring a laid back approach, and going to be kind of like a little bit like a Jimmy Johnson, a little bit like on the NFL side with the NFL Sunday kickoff show, where he's kind of the anti intense coach. Also, he's just pretty laid back as well, enjoying his fishing. And so, yeah, man, it's going to be fun to see. And I guess they asked him about whether or not he's going to be able to criticize Lincoln Riley. He's like, I wouldn't. And I don't think Lincoln Riley's going to give me much opportunity to criticize him. And I think that's going to be true. Lincoln Riley just continues to do everything right for the Oklahoma Sooners and on the recruiting trail with his quarterback development. And I think there's going to be a lot of positive things to say about Lincoln Riley and the Oklahoma Sooners come this fall. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the news that came down about the spring game. We've got an announcement for our first spring practice that is right around the corner, and spring game is going to be coming up not long after that, and we'll do that next on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk to you a little bit about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is right around the corner, and you can actually get in on some future bets with BetOnline and the Oklahoma Sooners. If you want to bet on Oklahoma Sooners' opportunity to win the national championship or Spencer Rattler's odds to win the Heisman Trophy, then you can do that at betonline.ag. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus by using our promo code LOCKEDON. So go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now let me talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Do you feel like now is the time to get into pool ownership? Well, Country Leisure, MFG, has been in the business for 35 years. Experts in the industry, they can get you started with an above-ground pool that is the quickest and least expensive way into pool ownership. They can get you installed in one day in most cases. They've got you covered all over the state of Oklahoma, so whether you're in Enid, you're in Miami, you're way out in Ada, it doesn't matter. The people at Country Leisure can come to you, get your pool installed, and they are experts in the industry. They've got great customer service, great education provided, but what they're looking to do is not just sell you a pool, get you set up. They're wanting to create a backyard oasis for you. They want to help you and your family, your loved ones relax. They want to get you together, get you off your phones, get you off your devices, and get you into conversation. I know that for myself personally, I have great conversations with people when you're just hanging out by the pool and, you know, it's too bright to look at your phone. And so you have to sit and talk to each other. But what that does is it forces you to have good, meaningful conversation. And I think at this time and where we're at right now, we could all use a little more conversation in our lives, a little more relationship building. And the people at Country Leisure want to help you get that started. So you can go to their website, countryleisuremfg.com, or you can call them at 405-799-7745. And they can get you started. They can get you set up. Do you feel like now's the time to get into a hot tub? Do you feel like, are you asking yourself the question, do I need a hot tub? Well, a hot tub can enhance well-being and reduce body aches. Do you work outside? Do you use your body? Well, you might be the person that needs a hot tub. Warm water improves general physical state, acts as a stress reducer, and improves sleep. I know for myself, I have a hard time sleeping at times, and being able to go out and get in the hot tub would be hugely beneficial for me. So if that's you and you're considering getting into pool or hot tub ownership, make sure you call the people at Country Leisure or go to their website, countryleisuremfg.com. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, you can call or text at 405-799-7745. That's Country Leisure, just add water. Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, how much do you really know about these potential NBA stars of tomorrow? If you want to know more, you need to subscribe to the Locked On NBA Draft Podcast. Prospect scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft wherever you get your podcasts. And now we got some big announcements regarding the Oklahoma Sooners spring game. It was announced over the weekend that Oklahoma will play its spring game in 2021 on April 24th. And their first practice is actually coming up in just 12 days on March 22nd. In Norman, Oklahoma. And man, it'll be exciting to get some things back to normal, get some sense of regular life and some sense of normalcy. And we got a spring game coming. That was one thing that we missed last year due to COVID. And now with things starting to kind of wind down, we got more vaccinations happening, less people getting sick. We're going to be able to have a spring game. And, you know, the first spring practice on March 22nd, and then we got spring game coming on April 24th. There will be some limited capacity allowed. We don't know exactly how much. Oh, actually, sorry. There will be limited capacity in the spring game. There will be 25% of the normal fans allowed in this year's version of the spring game. But hey, that's something, you know, like getting some fans at the stadium in the game. That'll be a lot of fun for both the players and the fans alike. It'll be one of those things that'll provide a lot of information for us as analysts and for you as the fans as far as where this team's headed, you know, where people stand on the depth chart. It'll be our first look at Tennessee transfers and other, you know, important additions to the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll get a chance to see Caleb Williams playing for the first time in an Oklahoma Sooners uniform. And so that's really exciting news. I think for all of us who are just big football fans in general, anytime you get football is a good thing. And having the first practice just 12 days out and the spring game right around the corner as well, that just gets us one step closer to the fall. But it provides our first glimpse of the 2021 Oklahoma Sooners, and can't be mad about that. You can't be anything but ecstatic and excited about that, even with, you know, college basketball kind of taking the forefront right now with March Madness right around the corner. It's going to be exciting to start talking about football again and start seeing how this team's going to shake out and what this team's going to look like heading into 2021 when they're one of the favorites to potentially contend for the national championship this year. And that's exciting. There's a lot of exciting things going on with Oklahoma Sooners football, and Spencer Rattler is going to get a full spring with Lincoln Riley, with his wide receivers. And that can't be understated at all. Like, we can't underrate the opportunity that Spencer Rattler is going to have to develop under Lincoln Riley on the practice field with all his guys this spring and through the summer as well. Practice time matters. Getting those reps matters. Throw into your guys. Throw into Marvin Mims, who was just a true freshman last year. Throw into Theo Weiss. Throw into Jaden Hazelwood. These guys who he didn't really have that time with last spring, last summer. Now he's going to get that time with, and it's going to only help him. It's only going to help the offense be much more efficient moving forward. And so that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing to the show. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on radio.com, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. For my partner, David Walker, I'm John Williams. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Boomer Sooner.